Radio Visions is the new home for the art of storytelling through sound.
Radio Visions presents Program Completed. Produced and directed by Charles Langdon. Story by Miriam Ruff. Written by Steve Ains and Miriam Ruff. Featuring Devin Fragosa, a 20-year space veteran and graduate of the Space Academy. HV, a 1500 series artificial intelligence computer. And Waters, the pilot of the FSV Endeavor, a resupply shuttle. Now, let's travel to the control deck of Relay 4, a communication satellite orbiting in the Mars-Jupiter asteroid belt. Just relax. Take a deep breath.
Endeavor to Relay 4. Endeavor to Relay 4. Do you read?
This is Relay 4. Read you 5x5.
Ready for final approach. Please activate your navigation beacon. Unless you don't want company on that hunk of rock there, Devin.
Don't tempt me, Waters. Beacon on.
10-4. Signal confirmed. We are now on final approach. We'll dock with you in about... The engines! What? Peter, shut it down! I don't care if you have to pull it out with your teeth. Shut down that engine! Relay 4, read by, we are...
Warning, collision alert. Impact in 60 seconds. All interior doors will be sealed automatically in 15 seconds.
Relay 4 to Endeavor. Relay 4 to Endeavor, do you read? Endeavor, what's going on up there? You're on a collision course with my station. Take evasive action.
Interior doors are now sealed. Projections show impact area to be within 100 meters of the pressure dome. Station personnel are advised to take precautionary measures. Impact in 35 seconds.
Relay to Endeavor. Waters, man, do something!
Impact in 30 seconds. Endeavor has just launched one escape pod. The ship is still on a collision course. Impact now in 23 seconds. 20 seconds. 15 seconds. 10 seconds.
Strapping into the restraints. Bulkhead now secure. Remotes and scanners on automatic.
Explosion detected aboard Endeavor in the main engine module. Altitude 140 feet, 70 feet downrange.
Well, it's still alive, so it can't be too bad here, I guess. Computer, damage report.
Control deck pressure secure. Complete damage report in 20 seconds.
Report when ready. Now at least I can get out of this webbing. It's great to have, but it sure is uncomfortable. Phew, that's better.
Systems check completed. The outer structural beam on the station's southward side has been damaged. Outlying computer relays on C-deck have been destroyed. The pressure dome has been breached in the galley area, resulting in explosive decompression. The interior door seal is holding, but the backup air recycler in the galley has been destroyed. Warning! Station atmosphere must be recycled to remain within nominal life support parameters. Do you wish a report of other damage?
No. What about the Endeavor?
FSV Endeavor exploded 7 seconds before impact. The main engine impacted 98 meters from the station, but debris is scattered over a 2 square kilometer area. One escape pod was launched, but it is not responding to hail. There is insufficient data to determine the cause of the explosion or if either of the 2 life forms aboard survived. Do you wish a report of other station damage?
I said no, didn't I? Handle what you can by yourself. Only notify me if it's critical. I need to survey what we've got left.
Acknowledged.
I don't think there is a need for the station to ship intercom link anymore. Or the beacon. Let's see, B-deck computer relay systems operational. Junction 251 routed to subsystem G, area 3.
Warning. Unable to resolve air recycling failure. Station atmosphere must be recycled to remain within nominal life support parameters.
What's the problem? If the backup system's gone, just put the primary back online and reroute through the dome circulators.
Unable to comply. The primary system is non-functional.
Why didn't you list that among the station damage?
The damage to the system was not a result of the Endeavor's explosion or collision with the station. The primary air recycling system was rendered non-functional by Mission Specialist Devin Fragosa on 10 September 2062. System investigation showed negligence, but no malice, and the offender was strongly cautioned to prevent similar occurrences.
What are you talking about?
If you'll recall, Devin, you spilled a milkshake into the system last week.
A milkshake? I forgot about that. I knew I had to take care of something, but with the Theta system maintenance, I haven't had time. Never mind. Give me a rundown of the primary damage and requirements for repair.
Damage consists of one stained circuit board requiring immersion in cleaning solution 305, three burned out microchips requiring replacement, and pollution of the bacterial nutrient solution resulting in complete sample death. Repair requires flushing the storage tank, replacing the nutrient solution, and reintroduction of the bacterial culture. Cleaner, microchips, and nutrients are all available in station stores, section G1. There are no current bacterial cultures aboard.
Well, why not? Where are they?
You used the last tube 3 months ago. The Endeavor was carrying fresh cultures to resupply before it exploded.
What about the secondary recycler? Any hope of salvaging anything?
The primary components were damaged beyond repair in the explosive decompression. The bacteria are unable to survive in a vacuum, and whatever low-probability vacuum-adapted mutations that might have been present would also have been destroyed by the force of decompression.
Where does that leave me?
Failure to remain within nominal life support parameters will result in negative personnel outcome.
What?
You will die.
Well, why didn't you say that?
I just did.
You know what I mean. The first time. I've trained you to respond better than that.
There are many things I do not yet comprehend. My training is not complete. Please do not blame me for your failings, Devin.
My failings? Why, you arrogant... Oh, never mind. Wait a minute. I just had a thought. Those bacteria are just a modified E. coli strain, right? So why can't we just make a culture out of my own intestinal flora?
Checking. The process of constructing recycler bacteria from naturally occurring human intestinal microbes can be done, but it requires a P4 genetic engineering lab plus one DNA engineer or expert to supervise the procedure. Neither are available or can be constructed before station atmosphere violates nominal life support parameters.
Great. What about a rescue?
The last download from Marsport Traffic Control indicates two rescue-capable ships with official flight plans for this sector. I have contacted both, and neither one is carrying sufficient fuel to rendezvous with us. I have detected three other ships in or near this sector which have not filed official flight plans. Two of these have indicated that they also do not have sufficient fuel. The third is not responding to hail, but is traveling sufficiently above the ecliptic plane at a velocity I calculate as too great to allow for a rendezvous.
Probably a smuggler.
The probability is 87%. A report has been sent to the proper authorities.
Naturally. So what you're telling me is that not only am I stuck here with no air, but there's no hope of a rescue either? That's just fabulous. Best news I've heard all day. Dead and buried before I even had a chance. How much time do I have before the air runs out?
I am unable to give a precise figure due to the multiplicity of variables. Calculations indicate approximately 1.5 hours before station atmosphere violates nominal life support parameters.
An hour and a half? That's it? Wonderful. All right, there must be something I'm missing. Something I've just overlooked. Come on, think. I didn't spend all those years at the Space Academy studying the latest in communications and engineering and mechanics to end up dead from the lack of a bunch of stupid bacteria. Think. Think. Neither recycler's online. We don't have the culture we need. No rescue-capable ships. Wait a minute. Computer, you said it yourself a minute ago. Endeavor launched an escape pod before the collision.
That is correct, Devin, but I do not understand.
Don't you see? That's it. That's how I'm going to do it. I don't need a rescue-capable ship. That pod has its own recycler on board. Computer, have you been able to make contact with the pilot of the pod?
Negative. No voice, data, or biomedical transmissions have been received other than the automated distress beacon. Assuming there is even a pilot aboard, there's a 99.95% probability of negative personnel outcome.
Why can't you just say that he's probably dead? No, don't answer that. Just contact the onboard computer and assume navigational control of the pod.
Working. May I remind you that the Z-class escape pod does not have any landing capability. This would appear to preclude any possibility of using the pod to your advantage.
Ah, but it doesn't have to land. Not exactly. It merely has to crash. Gently. Well, that would help protect anybody inside from too much harm as well as the equipment. The B-section airlock is still working, so we send a remote to remove the air recycler and bring it and anybody aboard who's still alive back here to the station. With the recycler and the supplies left here, we can survive for weeks, long enough to get another resupply shuttle out here. We're gonna make it! Sometimes I'm so smart I scare myself.
Still unable to establish contact with the pod.
Why not? This is a communications station, for crying out loud. We've got equipment that can reach Pluto Station with crystal clarity. And you're telling me you can't even get static from an escape pod?
An interesting description, Devin, but you are correct.
Doesn't it just figure?
You are pacing the floor again. Why do you find it necessary to do so?
It's a nervous habit. I do it all the time, you know that.
But it accelerates the rate of oxygen depletion. In view of the current situation, I would recommend that you suspend this activity.
It helps me think. What do you care anyway? It's no skin off your teeth.
As an HV-1500 series artificial intelligence in charge of maintaining this station and its personnel, it is my function to care.
And that's it?
You know it is not. You are my teacher, Devin. I value our interactions.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean... Wait, I've got another idea. I'm going to try linking through the keyboard access. You keep on working.
All transmitters are working at maximum power. There is still no response.
Just one more minute. There. Wait, something's wrong. Computer, release Comlaser 6 to manual control.
Request denied.
That was not a request. That was a direct order. Give me manual control of Comlaser 6.
Request denied.
You can't do that. I'm giving you a direct order.
Your request lacks any rational basis and constitutes reckless endangerment. Under Article 17 of the Geneva Convention on Cybernetic Intelligences, I am not obligated to run such programs unless and until a rational basis for the action can be provided.
After the year and a half we've worked together, you know me well enough that I'm good enough to pull this off.
Your response is inadequate. I still require a rational basis for this action from you.
I don't want to die. Does that sound rational enough to you?
Aiming a military surplus 2-megawatt laser intended only for use in communicating with deep space probes at a potentially manned spacecraft less than 2,000 miles away is not rational. Even a minimum intensity pulse would likely overload their systems, and the effects could be extremely hazardous to the station and its personnel. According to Article 3, which prohibits me from knowingly endangering the lives of station personnel, I cannot permit this.
All right then, Chip for Brains. You come up with something better. Anything will do, anything at all. But I don't see your silicon breaking into a sweat over this. Could it be because you're not the one who's going to die when the oxygen runs out?
That fact is not a significant element in task prioritization. My human relations software tells me I should be offended by your remark.
Oh, no. I've offended a computer program. Before, when I was only just marooned on a barren asteroid and doomed to die of suffocation, it was no big deal to you. But now I'm really in trouble.
I am not sure I understand you correctly.
Bull.
All tasks relating to analysis and resolution of the oxygen supply problem are being given top priority.
Yeah? And if you expect me to buy that one, I'm sure you've got a nice little piece of asteroid property you can sell me, too, real cheap.
My human relations software evaluates your previous comment as rhetorical in nature and indicative of a confrontational attitude. I don't understand your reaction. The problem simply has not yielded itself to solution.
Why can't you just say I'm angry? That's the third time today you've come up with an inappropriate response. And my reaction is due to the fact that this little problem is about to cost me my life. Look, analysis is all well and good, but I need a solution soon. Can't you understand that? Why can't anybody ever program these computers to be helpful?
I am attempting to be helpful, Devin, but your attitude of confrontation is not, especially in the current situation. Like your pacing, the increase in cardiovascular activity will accelerate the rate of oxygen depletion. You must attempt to reduce your level of stress.
My level of stress? There's a good reason I'm under this level of stress. If I can't come up with some other options real soon, I'm screwed. Dead with a capital D. To say nothing of the fact that two guys I've known for years were probably cremated in that explosion. Everything I've come up with so far doesn't work. Or you, who should be a mere computer under my command, but who obviously has delusions of grandeur, veto it, which amounts to the same thing. So yeah, I'm under stress. And if you don't like it, you can take it and shove it up your ASCII file. Guess I better save air. I've got to save air. I'd better sit down. Sorry, I can't think anymore. I'm sorry, HV. I know you're trying to help. And I really don't mean to insult you. You're the best friend I've got. Isn't that funny? My best friend is a computer system.
What is so funny about that?
Check your history files. It's called prejudice. Intolerance toward others different from yourself. And you're certainly different from anyone else I've known. Lots of people wouldn't understand the attraction.
I have accessed the file, but I do not understand. I have had no practical experience with this.
No, I guess you're still too young for that. But I've seen it happen with a lot of other artificial intelligences. Great movements to do away with computers and technology. People don't understand and get afraid.
I do not fully understand you, Devin, but I am not afraid of you.
It's a human thing, HV. Fortunately, computers seem to be immune. Remember I told you about Tiva, my ex-wife? My parents couldn't wait to meet her. But as soon as they saw she was white, their reaction was like she had two heads and five tentacles or something. They tried to stop me from seeing her after that, but I was in love. It made no difference to me. Despite all our differences, I loved her till the day she died. Suffocation. Did you know that, HV? On Earth, a planet full of air, she suffocated in a cave-in. I was on Mars at the time, studying modifications for the long-range communications array. If only I'd been there, maybe I could have saved her. I couldn't bear to see the place after she was gone, and I haven't been back there since. It's better out here anyway.
Why did you come here, Devin? My records show you were offered a position on Pluto Station. Surely that would have been a boost to your career.
It seemed fitting, a relay station in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by nothing but vacuum and rocks. Kind of like Tiva when she died. Besides, I'm a spacer, a loner, always have been. I grew up on a relay station where the only friends I had to play with were the computer systems. I never got used to being around people. And with the exception of Tiva, I've never enjoyed their company too much. So I suppose it isn't that strange that the two of us get along so well. This is not the way it's supposed to be.
Our interaction?
No, this isn't how I planned on dying. Actually, I hadn't planned on dying at all. It was one of those things I've always kind of avoided. You know, I had a professor at the academy who told us, statistically, 2% of you will be dead within a month of your first space run, from preventable accidents or your own stupidity. I looked around the room when he said that, because I knew he wasn't talking about me. There was this guy sitting in the back. I figured it'd be him. He looked the type, forgetful, messy, always doing something else in class. That 2% is always supposed to be someone else. It's been 30 years since my first run, but I feel like a cadet all over again. A milkshake. How could I be so stupid?
It certainly was a preventable accident.
Thank you. I knew I could count on you for support. Any chance of getting a message upline to the colonies to let them know why the relay signals got cut off?
Negative. The primary reflector circuits in the long-range antenna have sustained damage and are unable to maintain a coordinate lock.
What? Why didn't you tell me that before?
You indicated I should handle repair of all non-critical systems and not bother you with it.
And you don't consider the primary function of this station critical?
The Station Program Manual, version 16.1, categorizes the critical systems in order
as... Please, don't bother. Thank you.
In any event, a message has already been sent by short-range antenna to Marsport Traffic Control. They will receive it in 4 minutes.
Comforting. I hope they're better at doing my job than I seem to be. Well, what's left to try now? I don't know. What about chemical generation of oxygen? It's kind of a long shot.
I am continuing to work on several low-probability options for resolving the oxygen supply problem, including chemical generation, recovery of Endeavor's air recycler, and hibernation, but the outcome does not look promising for any of them. In the meantime, how about a game of chess? It might relax you.
Chess? Now? You gotta be kidding. I'm sitting here looking death in the face. No, I don't want to play a game of chess. And I certainly don't want to relax. It's my negligence that got me into this mess in the first place.
The fault is not entirely yours, Devin.
I'm responsible. I'm the one who's supposed to make it all work. And I'm the one who's going to die because I couldn't. Fitting end, actually. At least that's the way Tiva would have looked at it. She always felt our actions would come back to haunt us. And it looks like she was right. God, I miss her. And I'm sorry we never had kids. At least that way they'd be something other than an impersonal service record to live on after me. Someone to miss me like I miss her.
I will miss you, Devin. You have taught me a great deal.
Thanks, HV. That means a lot to me, more than you're probably capable of knowing. There's got to be something else to try.
Forgive my interruption, but the last of my remote operations robot searching the Endeavor wreckage has reported in. There is nothing salvageable there. There is still no contact with the escape pod, and it is too far away to be searched in the 25 minutes remaining before the atmosphere violates nominal life support parameters. Devin?
Were there any organic remains?
The search was inconclusive.
I see. Well, I guess that's it then, for all of us. Waters, Peters, me, even you in a way. Beaten by the statistics after all. I wonder if that guy in the back of the room is still alive. Wouldn't that be ironic?
If you can provide me with his name, I can check the records for you.
No, I don't think I really want to know. Thanks anyway.
You're welcome. For your information, I have finished researching the option of hibernation, but this station lacks the necessary equipment to safely store a human being.
Yeah, I know. Surprised? I used to work with some hibernation systems back at the Academy. Even if we did have the raw materials, there's no way I could build a functional container in less than 2 hours. It's tricky stuff, and it has to be perfect, or it amounts to nothing more than ritual suicide. And that kind of thing has never appealed to me. Does that make any sense to you, HV? Do you understand anything about death?
It is the cessation of living things.
Yes, but do you comprehend what that means?
Your programs are completed. You have accomplished your goals.
No, you don't understand at all. You know, neither do I until now. My program may be completed, but my training, like yours, is far from finished. After Tiva died, I thought there was nothing more to live for. And I looked for a way out, here. But I was wrong. It's more than just instinct. I really don't want to die. There's still so much more I have to do with my life. Build my career. Explore the system. Finally accept that transfer to Pluto Station. I could revolutionize our entire communication system, given a little time. But now, due to a stupid, preventable blunder, I'm not going to get a chance to do any of it. There's no justice in that.
You should not feel sorry for yourself. Justice is blind, and even you admit that death is inevitable for all living things.
Maybe so, But we humans, at least, like to delude ourselves about that. At least pretend we can postpone it. It makes us feel superior. Or at least not quite so helpless as I'm feeling right now. That's something I never got around to teaching you about. Maybe the next guy here will. Ask him. You'll find it interesting, I'm sure.
I'll do that, Devin.
I suppose in some ways, it's not all bad. At least I've been out here doing something I like to do with an interesting, if quirky, computer. You can't top that.
Is there anything in particular that you require from me in terms of final arrangements, Devin? There is nothing on file.
Final arrangements? You certainly do have a knack for words. It sounds so final. They say where there's life, there's hope. But there isn't any left for me, is there? Hope or life. I've used them all up. Final arrangements. No, nothing special, I guess. Just that I want to be buried in space. A loner, even in death. Somehow there's something almost poetic in that. The justice of the universe.
Program completed.
Done. Why can't you just say it's done? There's so much more you still need me to teach you about dealing with humans. I wish I could be here to do that. Make a note to have your entire human relations software package reworked at the next maintenance opportunity by whoever follows me here.
I will do that, Devin.
Well, that's more like it. Much better response. There's hope for you, after all. And if you could, tell the crew of the next supply shuttle when they come investigating that I went out trying.
Acknowledged.
You know the funny thing? I think we played that game of chess after all. It's checkmate. 15 minutes. And counting.
Devin? Devin? Program completed. Program completed.
Program Completed was produced and directed by Charles Langdon. Story by Miriam Ruff. Written by Steve Ains and Miriam Ruff. Ralph Goodwin played Devin Fragosa. Janine Loosely was HV. And Michael Henry was Waters. Sound patterns and effects devised by Mark Bush, Marcia Bush, and Phil Kenya. Audio engineer was Ed Myers. Lee Shepard speaking.
This was a Radio Visions production.